The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of Faith and Retirement. We're so glad you're with us. You know, we work to get into topics here that are a lot of money shows just don't ever touch. If you believe your time and your talent and your treasure are on loan to you from God, then stay with us. And with me is my good friend, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you?
Doing wonderful today, Tom. How about you? How are things there in San Diego?
Great. It's a beautiful day and about 70 degrees, so couldn't ask for anything more. So, Jay, this is a special program, and tell our listeners why today is special.
Yeah, we've got our good friends from the Christian Stock Fund, ticker symbol PRAY. We've got Steve Nelson and Sarah LeClair here. Steve Nelson is the co-founder, chief executive officer for Capital Insight Partners, and the chairman of Faith Investor Services. And then we've got Sarah LeClair. She helped launch the PRAY ETF. She's a senior portfolio manager at Capital Insight Partners and helps manage the PRAY ETF. Welcome to the show, Sarah and Steve.
Thank you.
Very good. We are so glad that you're with us. As you listen today, you can get more information on the FIS Christian Stock Fund at PRAYETF.com. And so, Jay, it's been a great day. It's been a great year for stocks so far. Steve, how is PRAY doing?
Well, we're very pleased with how it's gone this year. You know, the long-term average for stocks is 10% per year. So anytime you're above 10%, we're very happy with that. This year, the fund has been pushing 20%. I think today it's around 17% or so year to date, but it's been north of 20%. Maybe we'll finish strong with the Santa Claus rally, but anytime you're above 10%, we're very pleased with how the year has gone. And that's been true of the broad market as well. You look at various indices, the MSCI World Index, which is the one we benchmark against, but the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, they've all had a good year. It's been a good year for stocks. And generally speaking, a good year for what we call risk assets.
You know, and so given the good year, Sarah, how are you positioning the fund for 2025?
Yeah, thank you for asking. We're looking forward to the next year ahead. We are positioned for growth and we are betting on America. The U.S. recently crested its two-year anniversary of the current bull market and with high double-digit stock returns in those first 2 years. Now, statistically speaking, with that backdrop, the third year historically continues to see positive returns, albeit at a bit muted level than experienced in the first two. So we are positioned for growth because we believe that the years ahead will continue to be supportive of pro-business policies paired with less regulation. Now, globally, we are also in an easing monetary policy cycle with most major central banks around the world methodically cutting their interest rates and are in what we would consider more of a risk management mode. So making sure that there's still growth in the economy without inflation starting to rear its head again. It's not to say that the years ahead won't be without a number of risks that we are monitoring, but we are generally positive on the outlook. When we look at the U.S. market specifically, the forward PE, or the price-to-earnings ratio, of the S&P 500 is historically expensive at about 22 times compared to the 30-year average about 17 times. Now, that said, valuations are not always a good market timing tool. The market can stay expensive for an extended period of time, especially when there's positive sentiment as the backdrop, which we feel like we're experiencing now. Now, outside of technology companies who generally have higher PE ratios, companies outside of that do look quite attractive. Returns from the stocks within the market have started broadening out in the second half of the year, and we do believe that that's going to continue on into 2025 as well. And as I mentioned before, we are betting on America. Given that Prey is a global all-cap fund, we do have flexibility to lean into certain areas of the global markets across different market caps. Currently, we prefer investing in U.S. companies over international companies and in larger companies over smaller companies, and are continuing to work on positioning the fund to reflect that as we come into 2025. Now, the U.S. is an innovation powerhouse, if you would, and there is a reason why the U.S. markets are trading at a premium over the international markets. When you look internationally, those markets tend to be comprised of more financials and industrial companies, which historically trade at lower PEs, whereas the U.S. market is more heavily weighted in technology companies, which trade at much higher PEs. So with that said, there are a few different reasons why we're invested in the U.S. specifically and have a preference for that, in addition to having a few investment themes that we thought might be fun to actually talk about during our time today. So the main themes we're focused on in the year ahead are in the healthcare space, in the global infrastructure and building, in capital markets, and in defense.
Well, and one of the things Sarah said that's very important is that technology is part of the reason why 2024 has been such a great year. And NVIDIA has been one of the very best stocks in the whole stock market in the U.S. this year. It's up about 170% as of today. So NVIDIA, I'm happy to say, has been the largest holding in the fund throughout the entire year. And so the fund, by benefiting with the technology, the AI theme that's just in its early innings, we believe that that holding in NVIDIA participates hugely in the AI theme. That's been a great help to the performance of the fund this year, and we believe it will continue next year. That's why it's still the largest holding in the fund.
Yes. And when you look at the U.S. market, too, the technology is about 30% of the U.S. markets. And when you think about the PE ratios of those companies, they are really high. But when you look beyond that in the markets, those tend to be a much more reasonably valued for more of a longer term expectation of what PEs would trade at. But there's a reason, because there is a lot of growth coming out of those companies. There is a lot of innovation. There's a lot of excitement about that. And we want to be participating in that as well.
Yeah. And PE stands for price divided by earnings. So it's the price per share divided by the earnings per share. And companies like NVIDIA and many others have been delivering really strong earnings and therefore have justified the price. Obviously, we'll be monitoring that going forward, but we see continued strong growth. And as Sarah said, particularly in the United States, we think this current environment in 2025 will continue to favor the United States companies over the rest of the world. And innovation is one thing you mentioned that I'd definitely underscore.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you guys for sharing some of those themes that you're pursuing as portfolio managers. Some of our listeners might like to learn more about some of the stocks that you, so you can see how you can implement these ideas. Ask you both right now to kind of walk us through some of the companies that are owned within Prey. Steve, if you'd like to go first with maybe a holding or two.
Certainly. Thank you, Jay. NVIDIA, of course, we mentioned already, but another name in a different industry that we really like is Teva. Teva is an Israeli company. And of course, in the stock fund, that appeals to us that we own an Israeli company. We own a few in the fund, actually. But Teva is a healthcare company. They're mainly in the generic marketplace. So they aren't necessarily a great innovator, but they're great at cost cutting. And one of the problems that the entire U.S. and foreign, it's a worldwide problem, is the cost of healthcare. How do we help more people afford healthcare? Well, generics have a role in that, and Teva is just a great company at delivering good generic drugs. They also supply the ingredients to pharmaceuticals to other companies who then package them. But, you know, if you look at earnings per share this year, it's probably $2.50 a share. We think that's headed to $3 a share in 2026. So Teva only trades at about a 7x PE. So unlike NVIDIA and some of the technology names, here's a name that is a good steady grower on the earnings per share front, but trades at a very modest multiple of earnings. Again, a PE multiple, 7x. There's another element that analysts like Sarah and I look at, which is called a PEG ratio or a PEGI ratio. And it's looking at that price earnings ratio over the growth plus yield. Now, there's no dividend on Teva, but the PEG ratio here is only 1.4, which is very reasonable for a good, steady, steadily growing company, one that kind of year in, year out delivers pretty good results because of the nature of the business mm-hmm. they're in, generic drugs.
Yeah. Steve, maybe you can touch on the shift or the pivot from traditional, medicines over to generics too.
Well, again, it all goes back
and
to
the pricing of it.
Yeah, it all goes back again to the situation we're in. In America, let's just talk about America. You know, the baby boomers are getting older. They need more health care, not less. And the problem is Medicare is broke. Medicaid is broke. How are we going to pay for it as a country? And so I believe sound generic drugs will have a role to play in that going forward. And, you know, Jay talks on this program every week. I hear about screen it and clean it and the ethical side of it. You know, this is a company that meets all of the ethical screens. In fact, every company in Prey meets all of the ethical screens that Jay, you and Tom talk about every week here.
Very good. I'm going to jump in for just a moment. And Jay, why don't you talk about that real briefly? I mean, our listeners listen because they want their actions to match their words, right? And so just touch on the purpose of this show and what makes this program unique.
Yeah, it's really about education and knowledge is power. That's really the theme of this show and really learning where you're investing. As Christians, we make conscious decisions every day where we give money, where we spend money. And certainly we should be looking at where we invest money. So our screen and clean process is we can take a look at your portfolio, whether you own stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, if you have 401ks, IRAs, any type of investments. We can screen over 30,000 different investments to see if they meet your Christian values. And we'll see, are they dirty or clean? And if they're dirty, we'll show you some alternatives so you can clean up your portfolio. A lot of people don't realize that there are 93% of the universe is clean, meaning only about 7% of the investment universe fails the screens. But unfortunately, it's a lot of those large, very woke companies. So we want to avoid them. As Christians, look for better places to be God-honoring stewards, and that's what we can help you do. You can go to faithandretirement.com and get a free portfolio screening, and we'll show you alternatives so you can clean up your portfolio.
Perfect. We're going to be back with more with Steve and with Sarah when we come back. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause and be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Welcome to this special edition of Faith and Retirement. To all of you listening, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. It's great to have you with us. And let's start up with Sarah and Steve again, talking about some of these special investments that they've uncovered this year.
So the next company that I'd like to highlight is a company called Holcim. Now, they are a building materials company out of Switzerland, actually, that primarily produces cement and ready mix concrete products. They primarily earn their revenue from the Americas, and with all of the infrastructure need that is needed to really support the global growth, whether that be in the industrial and manufacturing space or to support the increased power needs or the housing market demand, we do believe that Holcim stands to benefit with those ongoing global needs. This is actually an example of an international company that has outperformed the U.S. markets year to date as of the date of this recording. And it also trades at an attractive PE or price to earnings ratio of just 14 times, which is less than the U.S. market as well.
Right.
Steve, do you have another you'd like to highlight?
I do. You know, none of these ideas may be appropriate in isolation or in anybody's situation. That's why they want to seek out an advisor like Jay or our colleague Jason Krakey mm-hmm. in St. Louis. It's important to get, sound professional advice as to how these stocks may or may not fit in your portfolio. But for us, for Sarah and I and Craig, our co-portfolio manager, they each play a role in the portfolio. Palo Alto is another company, a technology company, but also a defense company. They're in the cybersecurity space. And if you just think about a big theme, defense and cybersecurity is part of that, are a theme that will unfortunately have many years to run. Palo Alto just reported earnings late in November. Their next generation technology grew 40% year over year. That's kind of the fast growing company that we like to see. That's an example, again, of a name that we think has many years that we can own it. Mm-hmm. And we love to buy stocks that we can own for several years if we can. It also keeps capital gains down while we're still generating growth.
Oh, good point.
Yes. So speaking of, I'll actually highlight a company within our theme of capital markets. This one is Intercontinental Exchange, which is most commonly known for its ownership of the New York Stock Exchange, or the NYSE. They also have data and technology solutions for all major asset classes across fixed income, commodities, mortgages, derivatives, and others. And so increased activity in any of these areas stand to benefit the company. For example, right now we're in a more higher interest rate environment that tends to bolster, if you would, the fixed income solutions and trading. Now, when rates begin to fall, that benefit could shift to more of the mortgage technology as people are buying houses again, refinancing their higher loans that they got in recent years. Now, increased trading volume should also benefit the exchanges, while the longer term trends in energy futures benefits that segment of the business. So no matter what type of an environment we face, ICE or Intercontinental Exchange's diverse revenue streams are generally less cyclical due to their broad exposure in capital markets. They also have a nice history of increasing their dividend payout ratio long term, which we like as well.
So if you're betting on America, and Sarah and I certainly are, you want to own the market. Mm-hmm. And ICE is the company that provides the market, whether it's the New York Stock Exchange or the commodity exchanges. Mm-hmm. Etc. Yeah. You know, another company that we really love that embraces Christianity in this case, it's not just that it passes the ethical screens, but embraces Christianity, is Grand Canyon University here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Grand Canyon also reminds me that we have three interns at Faith Investor mm-hmm. Services, and I want to give them a great shout out. One is from Grand Canyon University. Mm-hmm. Ansley is her name, and she's been a terrific intern, as have Hunter from Biola in California. And Joel from St. Louis University in St. Louis. So a shout out to our interns, but also to tell you that education, cost-effective and effective Christian education is a theme that we believe has legs for the next several years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to that point, Steve, it is nice. Not every company that we invest in is a Christian organization. Even though their business practices are in alignment with our faith-based values that the fund is built upon. But it is nice to be able to invest in those that are Christian education-based.
And at the end of the day, we seek performance in a faithful manner. And certainly a recent look at the chart on LOPE, which is their ticker symbol, L-O-P-E, shows you that you can make money. As Jay says every week, you can make money while being faithful to your Christian values.
Yes. And Grand Canyon Education does also support a number of other universities as well outside of GCU or Grand Canyon Education. They're really known for their innovation in healthcare programs as well. So a lot of benefits there.
So good. So LOPE is Grand Canyon University and its universe, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Jay, talk a little bit about why people should bring their faith into this picture of investing.
Yeah, I mean, as individuals, we have these different compartments, and really we shouldn't. You know, if we want to really live out our faith, the best way to do it is in all areas of our lives. And that's what God calls us to do when we're faithful in little things. He puts us in charge of bigger things. And finances is one of the things that Jesus and the Bible talks mostly about, because he knew where our heart is, our treasure is, our heart will be also. And really, as Christians, we need to make sure that our money lines up, that our walk matches our talk. And one way we can do that is through ethically screening our portfolio to make sure that it lines up with our Christian values. So that's why I spend so much time and energy talking about it, because I think it's an important issue. And most Christians, they spend conscious decisions where they give money, where they spend money, where they work, But when it comes to investing, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. They may have a money manager or a mutual fund, and they don't even know what they're supporting. So we want to educate people, allow them to uncover and understand what they're investing in so they can make better decisions and choose a portfolio manager or even a fund like the Christian Stock Fund, ticker symbol PRAY, that will line up with their Christian values.
Very good. You know, I was struck by the content, just the richness of the content. And thank you guys so much for taking good care of our family finances. We've been invested with you for a long time now, and you've done a great job for us. And so what I wanted to say about that was there are people out there listening who just decided, I'm going to be a do-it-yourselfer. I don't need professional help. And when you listen, you can understand the depth of the knowledge it takes to do the best job and understand all of the options that are available to people, you know, by getting professional help with someone like Jay. Don't forget, too, that you can call Jay and the team today and ask for your free retirement analyzer. That's a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. It's the weekend, so feel free to leave a message, although there is a phone answer available right now. And that's one thing that I think you should consider because there are great options available to you. You can also get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by our friend, fiduciary and CFP, Jay Peroni. Don't wait and get your free download right now. Well, I really want to thank our guests today. Thank you so much for joining us, Steve and Sarah. It's great to have you with us. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to today's edition of Faith and Retirement.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement, here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free, to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services.